Report: Sean Duffy plans for NASA to win second space race with nuclear reactor on Moon. By Lucas Nolan on August 5, 2025. Transportation Secretary and Acting NASA Director Sean Duffy is set to announce accelerated plans for building a nuclear reactor on the Moon, according to documents obtained by Politico. A recent report from Politico claims that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who also serves as Acting NASA Administrator, is poised to make a major announcement this week regarding the agency's plans to construct a nuclear reactor on the Moon. The announcement will reportedly outline an expedited timeline for the project and marks the first significant action taken by Duffy in his role as interim NASA head. According to documents obtained by Politico, the directive orders NASA to solicit industry proposals for a 100-kilowatt nuclear reactor, with the goal of launching it by 2030. This is a notable increase from the agency's previous research into a 40-kilowatt reactor for lunar use. The move is seen as crucial for supporting astronauts' return to the Moon's surface and is driven by concerns over a joint lunar project launched by China and Russia. A senior NASA official, speaking anonymously about the documents ahead of their wider release, emphasized the importance of this initiative, stating, "It is about winning the second space race." The directive also requires NASA to designate a leader for the project and gather industry input within 60 days, focusing on companies capable of launching the reactor by 2030 to coincide with China's plans to land its first astronaut on the Moon. In addition to the nuclear reactor directive, Duffy has also issued an order to accelerate the replacement of the aging International Space Station, ISS, with commercially operated alternatives. NASA aims to award contracts to at least two companies within 6 months of issuing a request for proposals, with the goal of having a new station in orbit by 2030. This move is seen as crucial to ensure that the United States is not left behind, as China is currently the only country with plans for a permanently crewed space station. The nuclear reactor initiative demonstrates NASA's ongoing commitment to nuclear development, despite the recent cancellation of a joint program with the Pentagon on nuclear-powered rocket engines. A NASA official clarified that while the budget did not prioritize nuclear propulsion, it was not due to the technology being deemed unworthy. Read more at Politico here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.